Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But overall, we really like
self-care
for yourself.
For yourself.
Do things for yourself. Fix your mental health.
Ooh. Oh,
I like that. All right. Well, okay, we have a new jingle jangle that we're doing.
Jingle jangle. Did you watch Riverside?
Riverdale?
Was it the one with like Archie?
Yeah.
And no, but I thought the guy was really attractive.
Well, yeah, he was.
But like the drug that they had in that show was called Jingle Jangle. I'm like, that's the dumbest name for a drug I've ever heard.
Like, do you guys want to go behind the school and do some jingle jangle? Should we do some
jingle jangle?
It sounds like you're boning.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do some jingle jangle later. It sounds
weirdly Christmas. Like, what? You know? Like, are you like snorting? Like,
I swear to God, there's a Christmas song that says jingle jangle barrels or something.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, would anything shock you?
Trader Joe's has a jingle jangle like mix of like pretzels and like chocolatey stuff.
That sounds around delicious. Christmas. That sounds very festive.
It is. It is.
Well, banging or Christmas, take your pick. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, it was actually really nice out for the past couple of days. So I got out for a few different walks, me and Ronan.
I was about to say, did Roni Baloney go with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did my like 4 mile loop thing that I do. And was that your stomach or
yeah,
a car?
No, that's my stomach.
Oh. Well, it's, there was a car, too.
No, that was my stomach, the one that was like, wow. So if you guys hear that, don't worry. I ate. I'm fine. I feel great. My stomach's
just digesting.
Like, we haven't eaten. I'm like, no, we have. Trust me.
Yeah, so I just like went on a sunshiny walk.
It was great. It's nice time to go for a walk.
Feels nice out.
I was sitting in an office.
Boo.
Well, here's the thing. So my top half, I'm hot all the time.
Huh.
But my legs are cold. So I have a heater there.
Right.
And I swear all day, Terry's probably hearing ding, ding, because I'm turning it off and on because my feet are cold, but my like upper area is warm.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, I'm experiencing like the worst of everything. Mm-hmm. So that's
interesting.
Yeah. So I wish I could have like experienced the nice warm weather, not the like office ambient temperature.
Oh my god, yeah. What did you do?
The walking pad, right?
Yeah.
I've been doing every single day. I did an hour and a half.
Nice.
I did an hour like one day and I was like, wow, that was pretty easy. And then I did an hour and a half and I don't look any different. And I've been at it for like 2 weeks, so
I mean, we're not in our 20s anymore.
I know, but like I wish we had 2 weeks of
hard
that.
Work is like,
I'm gonna continue it into summer, but I'm like, I wish I would like, I feel like my abs are a little bit tighter, so there's that.
That's good.
It's just a pound of Jello on top of it.
Oh my god,
to get through to it. But yeah, that's what I did for self-care. I felt good afterwards. Like during it I hated it, and then afterwards I'm like, well, I'm glad I did that. I'm like,
yeah.
Kim doing that didn't. And I watched A Simple Favor, the one with Blake Lively, boo, and Anna Kendrick.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Okay.
Was it good or no?
So we all know the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively drama. Everyone's heard about it. I know you're probably sick of it. I'm not. I can't get enough of it. However, in that movie, she makes fake allegations against her husband beating her. And I was like, why is nobody talking about this?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a movie from 2018. I was like, oh, so she does know what she's doing.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it was a good movie because, like, Anna Kendrick's great. So Blake Lively's not really in it. Score. So, yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, what are you going to tell me about?
Well, you know how you're constantly talking about how you would, like, love to go back to high school one day?
Oh, yeah, that's me. It's my ultimate goal.
You know how you're like, oh, my God, I wish I could go back to high school and middle school.
It's where I peaked.
Yeah.
No.
Just kidding. Well, somebody actually did that.
Like, what was that movie? Never Been Kissed?
Okay. That is my comfort movie.
I love that movie so much.
Like, whenever I'm going through it, that last scene when he, like, runs down. Like,
I love Drew Barrymore.
I do, too.
So much.
Like, I think if I could meet a celebrity, she'd be like on my top 10, I think.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
she'd be like cool.
She's genuinely kind. Like you can just tell like when she talks to people and like fans and stuff. Yeah. She didn't even know the cameras were on. And like there was a girl that was crying and she didn't even know the cameras were on. Maybe
don't like touch me, but like.
She can touch me. She's real touchy. Yeah, she is. Well, they make jokes about it. She like has leaned into it. So I was like, you got to support her that she can like laugh at herself and be like, I'm sorry, I'm connecting with people. All right. So I just want to, at the top, I didn't use a lot of resources for this. One I use called TimeSuck is my main resource. And oh my God, there's not a lot of...
Is that like an article? Like what
is it? It was a podcast. And the guy, I think it's a YouTube video too, but I didn't really look at YouTube. But this guy, like, he laid it all out there. He did a great job. So I just like want to actually shout him out because there's not a lot of coverage on this case. And this is one Keith told me about. Okay. Like months ago.
Huh.
So, all right. So, Shelby Hewitt. Does that name sound familiar?
Why would you do that? Like, I'm just saying, like, why would you go back to high school? That's so weird.
That, me going back to high school, middle school, is me with headgear. It's Kim with a back brace.
Dude, they would know. They'd be like, you're a millennial with your ankle socks.
And yeah.
I refuse.
And I'm not going to... I don't want socks that go up.
I'm like, not a boomer.
I'm not a dad in my front yard mowing my lawn and my Nikes. I love my dad so much. But like when but I...
like, it's giving dad.
It's giving dad. Like you guys all think you're like not.
They're literally stealing boomers like as parents style.
Also, like, they're saying skinny jeans are back. And I'm like, well, I didn't stop wearing them.
Good thing I didn't get rid of them.
I wasn't going to. Skinny jeans on me. Well, look at me. I have to wear skinny jeans. Like, they're... Because, like, in high school, you know, it wasn't cool to have high waters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now it's, like, all the rage. And I'm like, well, this would have been nice for 16-year-old Kim with her back brace that she had to wear pants up. People are like, why do you wear them so high? I'm like...
Stop your asking
back
brace, questions.
You had to wear them. Oh, my God. I hated that back brace so much. Burn it a fire. Okay.
Okay, you'll tell me why this weirdo went back to high school.
Maybe I will. Maybe we might get into it.
I'm so curious. Like, what a weirdo. Like, truly. I'm concerned.
You and me both.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. So, she was born, and this was a hard, like, I'm saying TimeSuck answered all the questions. Because, like, I like to know when people are born. There were no sources. They just, like, kind of talked about how she, like, went back to high school. And then, like, that's all they left it at. So, there wasn't a lot of background information. And I think it's kind of important to be, like, what mindset was she in? All right. So, Shelby Hewitt was born March 19th, 1991. Thanks to birth records.
So, she's, like,
our age.
Close to our age.
Yeah. She's, like, a little bit younger than us.
No.
But she was raised by both her parents. And they were, like, in a suburb, like, 20 minutes outside of Boston. Thank God, like... Littleton, downtown Denver. They had a ranch-style home that they bought in 1991, the year she was born. And they bought it for like $180,000.
Could you imagine?
In parentheses, I said, must be nice.
Oh, wow.
I bought my fixer-upper for $380. It's fine. I don't cry at night. I do. Anyways, but they lived in like a richer area, but they weren't like particularly rich on their own. And, you know, they don't specify why, but I assume a lot of people do this so their kid can get a good education and like be around like safer areas. But her mom was a secretary and her dad was like a part-time photographer. And he also worked at like a fast food joint.
And they're just homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Me and Keith are accountant and engineer, and we have a really, really hard time.
Photographer and a secretary. They're like, let's buy a house.
Has anyone seen The Black Phone? I still think my favorite part of that movie is you and me walk out, and you're like, the most unbelievable thing about that movie was that a part-time magician owned two houses.
Part-time magician.
Do you remember that?
Who is a part-time magician? Like, that was,
you and me were just like giggling about it. It was a really good movie. I really enjoyed
two
it.
Two houses.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I really enjoyed that movie, though. If you haven't seen that movie, guys, it takes place in Denver, too. So, but they sometimes did have a hard time affording their mortgage, shocker, which they would, like, when people were, like, not paying their mortgage and they were, like, potentially going to foreclose, they'd, like, put it in the paper.
That's embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
They're just, like, airing their dirty laundry?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I know.
Why is that the public's business?
Let's be real, though. If they did that now, you and me would probably be looking into it.
Here's an article like, hey, just want to let everyone in the community know.
There might be a house coming on the market from foreclosure.
That's really fucked up.
So people liked her a lot. She was described as fun and goofy and quirky and all the things. She wasn't popular, but she wasn't like a loser. You know, she was just kind of like an in-betweener, if you will.
Sure.
And freshman and sophomore year, she got super good grades and she like ran for the track team. And she started kind of acting up junior year into senior year. And she would have like random outbursts. There's like, no definitive.
Like she was like mad kind of thing?
She was just like, rah, like freak out. Like there was just outbursts. And I don't know if it was like.
And we don't know the context of what.
We don't know what the context was, but it would happen like constantly. Okay. To the point where she had to do a program for people with mental issues. And she ended up graduating with an okay GPA. And she went to like a small college. And that college was so small. I think they had like 800 students. And it got absorbed by Boston College.
Okay.
She got a bachelor in human development in 2013. And she went and got a master's degree in counseling, graduating in 2016.
Good for her.
Yeah. I was like, I wish I could get a master's. I was like, you don't want to go back to school. I know you too well. So something... There's a lot strange about her, but like one point I want to bring up is she would like aggressively try to pursue friendships with like older women that were really pretty, not in like a sexual way, just like
she wanted like a mentor, like what she's looking for, like a mother figure. Like what?
People don't really know because she would be like, they have to love me. And people are like, what?
Okay, sounds like some mommy issues.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's weird.
People were like assuming she was trying to like find a like mom, even though her mom was there for her. So like that made no sense. And but she especially liked them to be in like authority roles.
And like, it's not sexual?
It's not sexual.
Right.
Well, I mean, kidding. With you because it's like, what? Like, sure, what other reason? Sure. What other reason? I know it's strange.
She's like, I like to be dominated, not sexually though,
with
like,
their brain.
Okay.
All right, Shelby. And she got overly attached to her therapist to the point where she had to drop Shelby as a client.
Oh.
Do you know how obsessed and weird you have to be for your therapist to be like, this is too weird for me? Like, because therapists have seen some shit, they've heard some shit. So, yeah.
Oh, that's sad. She's clearly got some kind of attachment issue going on, or, like, who knows, but... Huh.
Well, okay. You know, usually you see that when, like, one of the parents aren't really around, but it didn't. And that's where, like, that's why I want to give the background of, like, she had both her parents. Yeah. And, she also, like, got obsessed with, like, a housing authority at college, like, in the dormitories, because she was also pretty in an authority role. And to, like, win these women over, like, their friendship, she would make up a fake story that she was sexually assaulted. So these women would, like, feel bad for her and, like, be, like, a pity friend, I guess.
Girl, just be yourself.
And, like, she admitted, no, that didn't happen. I was just trying to make friends. I'm like, usually.
Weird way to make friends.
I don't know how you make friends, but I assume, like, if you compliment their jacket.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, she's clearly, like, using, like, empathy as, like, a way to manipulate people, which is creepy.
Oh, well, it's a running theme.
Oh.
So, she did really well at school because she ended up being hired as a social worker. Which I'm like, those student loans and a social worker. And she would work up. Sorry, I'm like hiccuping. So if I like do that, it's because I'm hiccuping. It's weird. So she would work up to 15 cases at a time. Ugh. She made $54,000 a year working for DCF. And this is the Department of Child and Family Services. So sometimes I say DCF, sometimes I say DCFS, just depending. And she quit doing that in 2018. So she had kind of done that for roughly 2 years.
I feel like people burn out with those kind of jobs, unfortunately.
Absolutely. But her mom and her grandpa, her mom's dad died that year. Oh. So she was probably reeling from it. And then she inherited like $1 million.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm sure she was dealing with like emotional, because like that's traumatic. Like your mom and your like grandpa, like two people that are probably like really important to you. So she quit her job for a little bit. Do I blame her? No, not even. Yeah. I would probably take a break,
especially
too.
If you have an inheritance. Yeah, to kind of exactly. Back you up.
Yeah, you're like, I'm upset, and I'm sure you're burned out. You know all the things. Mm-hmm. So she did end up returning to DCF in 2021. And then, you know, so she just took a break. Good for her, I guess. What was she doing during that time? Well, in 2019, she went to Walden Behavioral Care. And this would be a place that she would technically be qualified to work at.
Okay.
As a social worker and, like, her degree and everything. But she was there as a patient. And she was in the eating disorder area.
Oh.
Which... it's not specified if she actually suffered from an eating disorder at that time, but that's what you're saying. She
went there under false pretenses. Like she did not need to be there, but she like faked her way into it.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
And from the story that I'll tell later on, cause you're like, Kim, you're kind of being bitchy. Just wait until I tell the story. And then you'll be like, oh, cause like a lot of it, it's like
she clearly like needs people to be paying attention to her and like help her in some kind of way. Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, that's really sad.
So yeah, she went to the eating disorder area, and she left that place. She came back 2 years later, same year she went back to work, and she, instead of being a 28-year-old or 30-year-old at that point, I'm not exactly sure like what age she was, but like. She was 16-year-old Daniela Herrera.
She just, like, made some shit up?
Yeah. She's a 16-year-old.
I'm sorry. When you're 28, like, can you really pass for 16?
It's the same fucking place. It's been 2 years.
No one recognizes her?
And
I don't know. There's probably a lot of people that come in and out of there.
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
And she didn't, like, have a disguise on. She wasn't wearing, like, a fake mustache. She's just Daniela like, Herrera.
Same haircut. Same I'm not everything.
Shelby Hewitt. What are you saying?
No, I've never heard of her.
So the same day she got her DC, and I'll get kind of into what happened. The same day she got her DCFS job back, she went and got a domain name and made an email that was very close to the domain that her DCFS emails go through.
Okay.
Just like I don't really remember, but like it would be like massstate.gov. Like she used a domain name, because like how many times do we realize scammers and you're like, I work for this company, and then you look at their name and they're like CindyLouHu@gmail.com.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, always the dead giveaway is like, is this a scam email? Let me look at your actual but she email
like
address.
Did the due diligence and like made it
look legit.
Yeah, made it look legit. And she made a fake email for a fake Michael and a fake Michelle that were going to be her care or her social.
Like her social worker?
Yeah, her social worker. Thank you. And they were her pawns. People believed her. And they were the ones caring for her. They were her. But she like, they look like they were coming.
She's like catfishing people.
Yeah. So she looks like they're coming through a real email.
And she chose two names that are, like, super similar, too. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, Michael, Michelle, maybe, like, Amanda and Michael, or, like, Michelle and, like, Alexander. I don't know. I just picked random names. So she goes back to Walden, and they question her, like, we feel like we've had you before. And she says, I was lying the first time around because I've been a sex trafficking victim.
Oh my God.
My life has been super traumatic, and I was using my half sister's name instead.
And she's Shelby. With a story like that, it's kind of like, oh God.
Yeah.
No one's going to be like, were you really?
They were like, interesting, because you were like 28 or whatever. And she's like, oh no, I was pretending to be 28. I'm actually 16. Actually, I don't really know what age I am. I think I'm 16.
Oh, okay.
Because of the trauma.
Well, I mean, and that's like a pretty valid, you know, if you were sex trafficked
for
real. If you're
hearing that for the first time.
Like, that makes
time,
sense.
Yeah.
Like, no one's
I mean, I have the background, so that's why I'm
but
rolling,
no one's going to be like, no.
No, you weren't. Yeah. You would definitely not
You'd
do that.
You'd be like, holy shit, this girl needs help. God. This is the most traumatic thing ever. Like, how can we help?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's how I would be.
Yeah.
And she was so traumatized, didn't know her real age. But she gave a story that she was also homeless and she was unable to read. was a trafficking victim. Mm-hmm. She was none of those things, by the way.
That's just so sad for people who, like, actually are.
Yeah.
Like, to lie about something
but
like
that.
But
taking resources away from somebody who needs it.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, my sympathy is kind of out the window. Because you're also a social worker. It's not like you're so stupid and you don't know about,
well,
like,
she knows exactly what to say because she's a social worker.
It's so fucked, though, because you see how, like, messed up the system is. So it's like, for me, it's like, it's not even like a, oh, you didn't really know. You know exactly how shorthanded they are. So that's where I'm like, yeah, but she said she used her sister's name and she used it to protect herself from the traffickers finding her, or her dad finding her, because she would change her story all the time. She'd be like, I don't want my dad to find me. They're like, what about your traffickers? And she's like, no, it's my dad. And they were like,
okay. Like, your dad trafficked you? Like, get it right. Yeah. You know, like, get the story straight.
Yeah, exactly. And she showed him an article of a guy named Herrera, like, being abusive. And she's like, this is my dad. And it's like, well, that's a common fucking last name.
Right.
Yeah, and they were like, but they're not going to, again,
they're not going to be like, no, you're a liar. Because there's literally no reason for them to suspect that she is.
Because that's, this case isn't common. This isn't a common case. So, yeah, she said an article of the guy with the last name. And she just was like, made sure she had high needs. She would just pee herself and shit herself all the time.
Oh, whoa.
And she'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm like going back in my mind to the traffickers. Like, and then she'd take off her clothes and just run around naked and have people chase her.
Oh, so like clearly something is like wrong with her though, right?
Well, yeah, but she's...
she's doing it in a really, really fucked up way. She's but like she needs some kind of help. Like something is not clicking where it's like, I have to pretend so that I can get this attention or something. Like...
that's she so is eerie. Pretending, which is the fucked up
that's
part.
So eerie.
It's really creepy. Like, there's something wrong with you if you're shitting and peeing on yourself and you're running around naked and you're taking resources, because keep in mind, she is at a place where there are actually people that are experiencing
who need
this
help,
who really need help, and she's taking people away, she's taking resources
that's
just for
up.
Attention. So yeah, she took resources from kids, and, like, a lot of people are devastated, like, when the story kind of came out. So someone who really cared for her on a personal level was the therapist that was...
that she, like, got fired from?
That she, you know, that was, like, scheduled to be her therapist at the behavioral area, and her name was Rebecca Bernat.
Oh, okay.
And she... loved Rebecca. She was like, but Rebecca was pretty, authority figure. So again, like lather, rinse, repeat.
That's so crazy.
She really liked her, and her social workers, her
Michael and Michelle,
were sending emails, and they're like, you know, I think Daniela would do a lot better if she lived with you.
What? I'm sorry. What?
And Rebecca's like, no.
Rebecca's like, okay, like, no.
And they're like,
what?
No,
that is a
you gotta realize you're the only one she trusts.
That's so such a big boundary to cross.
They beat her down, and she ended up letting Daniela live with her and her partner John Smith, which sounds like a fake name. I'm sorry, it's just too generic.
So what? That's crazy. I'm sorry.
And she's receiving emails from this legitimate looking domain. It's not like she's like getting it from like Cindy
Lou
on Gmail.
But to be like kind of like almost like pressured into being like, you should be a full-time caretaker of someone who needs, from what it looks like to her,
she had a big heart
and
she cared and she saw this girl.
And even like not knowing like that none of that was true, the underlying, this girl still has huge mental issues to be pretending to have the mental issues that she's pretending to have.
Well, yeah, it's not even like you can't just like leave her at home just because she's 16. It's like she's got, and they beat her down. They beat her down to the point where she was like, okay. And that is such a huge boundary.
What?
Because like your therapist, whoever you have as your therapist, can't be your friend.
No.
And if they end up like seeing you outside and like there's a connection, they have to drop you as a client.
Dude, I just like, living with her, like what?
But they were like, you're the only one she trusts, she'd do so much better if she like had you.
Oh,
and
wow,
they beat her down.
And that's
and she
a
was
lot
like,
to
okay.
take on. I like, so you're a therapist, right? Like you're not like I mean, you're trained like for the mental aspect mm-hmm. of it, but are you trained for the caretaking? Like, that's a huge ask.
That is a huge ask. And she like eventually gave in. So basically, like, she was like, didn't have like a backstory, but she said that the person taking care of her like guardian was named Andrea, and she was like a former prostitute who was very, very rich. She was like sending money. I know.
This
I
is
also
the backstory.
Shelby is pretending to be her like caretaker named Andrea, who's like sending the bills for the behavioral center.
Okay.
So she's also being that. Also, so she's being like, whoa. At this point, four people. She's being her, like, her social worker. She's being herself. And then she's being Andrea.
That's a lot of planning and a lot of, like, you thought this through.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. She's being five because she's also being, she's being Shelby. Oh. You know, herself.
Wait,
she's
being Shelby on, like, when she's not being Daniela?
Yeah, like, outside of that, she's still talking to friends and stuff as Shelby.
What?
And she's also
resuming
being
life
Andrea. She's being Daniela, and then she's being her social workers. She's okay. being
I kind of thought that when she was at this Walden place, she was, like living there.
She is. But I'm saying, like, the person, like, her caretaker, Andrea, is like, I'm never in town. I don't really know what the situation is. Because wouldn't you be like, why aren't you living with her? I don't really know, but I just know she was, like, the one that was, like, footing the bill. For her being in the bed, and she's like, yeah, you need to take care of her.
Oh my god, what?
So, and she was like the one like paying money, but you gotta remember she had a huge inheritance, so it was coming out
it
of like
be a movie.
It should be
like, this is bananas.
So Bernat also, like, the Rebecca, I'll okay, call her Rebecca, yeah. She would excuse weird things that people were kind of noticing, like the insurance being under her sister, Shelby Hewitt. They're like, her insurance is under Shelby Hewitt. And she's like, yeah, remember? Like, and like Rebecca
but
was trying.
But it makes sense to her, right? Because
yeah,
that's the
that's
story.
Her
she's like, well,
name.
She's trying to protect her identity from the traffickers. She used her sister's name, like, which makes sense.
It totally makes sense.
Like, oh my God, that's so, what?
So.
It's diabolical.
It's insane. And yeah, they were like, it's fine that the insurance is wrong. Some people were like, she needs to be a more intense, like, facility to, like, care for her.
Right.
And Rebecca's like, she's fine. She just needs, like, some bit of normalcy, and I think maybe that'll be good for her. And she lives with them sometime during 2022. The timeline is a little hard to nail down.
Sure.
Because also, like, you can't trust her account of anything, too. So, it's kind of like piecing together where she went. And she was still Daniela at this time. And she went to Jeremiah E. Berg High School. All the documents were forged to, like, get into. And there
what?
Is a law, and she knew about this law because she was a social worker, where foster kids are allowed to start school immediately, even if they don't have all their paperwork turned in, because they want to get them, like...
You don't want to be missing out on school because of paperwork bullshit.
Shelby took advantage of this. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
So the school is in constant communication with her fake social workers.
Oh, my God.
Rebecca even ended up writing an email to the school about how she's worried about fitting in and, like, her getting friends and, like, maybe joining some extracurriculars, which is so nice. That she's like, Rebecca's doing this.
Oh,
it's like she's worried about, like, not fitting in.
It was Shelby,
I know.
As her social workers, Michael or Michelle.
I had to rewind, like, that part. I'm like, wait, what? Is it her
doing
that?
Okay. Oh, so she and Rebecca, like, really does have a huge heart. Like, she wants to, like.
Yeah, she's like, she's really worried about fitting in, which, like, that's the most normal high school thing I've ever heard. We all worried about fitting in
totally.
And stuff. So, like, that part, I was like, that's really nice. And she was just like, I know that soccer starting soon. Maybe that might be good for her.
Oh.
Just figuring out something for her to do. And she also just wanted to be the worst student ever. Like, you gotta remember, Shelby got, like, through high school. She got a master's degree. She's very smart. She did well her first
time
going
to school.
Yeah, she's not an
idiot.
She's not an idiot, but she, like, wouldn't do homework, wouldn't turn in assignments.
Okay, but, like, if you went back to high school, would you?
That's what I was like. But if I went back to high school,
I would be like,
redo.
Fuck that. Like, none of this matters.
I'd go on my old laptop and be like, what did I write about? So, yeah. And kids were just, like, worried about her because she'd just be crying in the hallways all the time.
Oh, my God. She's, like, severely not okay.
Yeah, she'd just be crying. They were like, she cried a lot. And then she joined the basketball team and she was like a star player. They were like, oh my God. And she picked.
Do you have good grades to like be on teams?
They were like waving it because she's been through so much. Oh. She's a traumatized trafficking victim. They want her to have normalcy. So yeah, typically. So
she like got to go back and kind of like relive high school, but like better, where you like didn't have to do the homework.
And I mean,
just like got to be the star.
Arguably, that's my least favorite part of school, was like doing the homework and stuff afterwards. Like, think about homework. Like, I love doing this, like researching cases, but it is a little bit like homework again when we're researching case. I have notes. Yeah. I didn't take this detailed in notes in high school. So she was able to pick her number and she picked 32.
Which was her actual age. No, I'm just kidding. Wait, was it?
Yeah, which is her age.
I was making a joke.
And your joke was the truth. How often does that happen?
That's never. So stupid.
I literally have it, which was basically her age.
Oh my God. Okay, but like seriously, like we're in our 30s. We could not pass for 16.
No.
Like, I'm sorry. No.
My energy level alone, like even if like I didn't have my crow's feet.
You just like can't.
Like I'm so tired all the time.
I just, how are they, I need to see a picture of her. Anyways, continue.
Look up a picture of her.
32, and she's fucking acting 16. Yeah.
It's not like she, it gets so much worse. I'm so excited for one part I get to tell you about. You're going to be like, shut the fuck up. I'm so excited. So, Shelby Hewitt.
Boston.
ASH, okay, yeah, it was in Massachusetts.
Girl does not look 16.
Let me see a picture of her again.
Uh-uh.
Look at her braces.
Uh-uh. That's embarrassing. I'm sorry.
Guys, keep in mind, I will be posting pictures. Also, fun fact, Danae posts the stuff usually in the morning, and I post pictures later at night. So if you don't see pictures right away, just, you're fine. So,
girl, be for real.
They were taking a team picture. She refused to be in the picture. She's like, my foster parents don't want me in pictures. And they're like.
And everyone accepted. They're like, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
They're like.
Trafficked.
Yeah, you're fine. Trafficking victim. Cool. And she wouldn't hang out with the kids, like, after they, like, played games and stuff. She was just like, no, I gotta go home. She was literally going to work. She's still working. Oh, I forgot to mention that. Oh, yeah, she's still working.
Oh,
okay. She's still, yeah, she went back to work in 2021.
And what did her foster family think she was doing? They thought she was still at the games with her basketball friends? Like, I'm sorry, what?
I don't know. Because I also was like,
did you have a car?
Yeah. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. By the way, she's still working. That's okay. Hilarious that
she's
forgot that part.
Leading like two totally different lives.
Yeah. And the girls when the girls figured out what happened, they're like, we changed in the locker room. She like saw us all naked. Like that would creep me out if I was like 14 and like this 32-year-old woman masquerading as my teammate. I don't know.
I mean, who knows what she's capable of at that point, you know?
Well, because like if a guy did that, he'd be arrested as a pedophile. Ugh. You know I'm right.
Yeah.
So, a lot of girls became, friends with her, like, cause they saw her and they were like, she needs friends.
Oh my God.
So people were really nice to her and they ended up really liking her and she would tell them like horrible traumatic things.
Oh my God.
And they were like, but she was really caring. They're like, she had such a big heart. She was such a caring person. So like, as much as like, she was like strange and stuff. But she started making friends, and I think it, like, did her a lot of good. She wasn't crying as much. But, like, girls were just trying to, like, rally around her and be her friend.
It's just sad because, like, all these people, like...
That never happens. Also, girls want to make you beat you down in high school, so...
I mean, just, like, all these people are, like, welcoming her with, like, open hearts.
I had a girl who tried to bully me. She tried to be my new bully, and I just, like, didn't care.
Your new bully? You had a...
I never had a bully. No, oh, okay. But she was like trying to be one. It was really
like,
weird.
I'm trying to be your replacement bully.
it was
Kim's bully 2022.
She was like, well, it was like in high school as a freshman. She was like trying to be my bully. It was really weird. And I was like, no, I'm good.
But she was younger than you?
No, she was like my age. Like we were both freshmen in high school. And I just remember because I wasn't cool, but I was not like, I wasn't like a total zero. So like, yeah. I was a weird person. And I'll never forget, she was like trying to bully me. And the girl's like, is she upsetting you? I was like, she's just really fucking irritating. And they were like, Alex. And she's like, what? And they're like, you're not bothering Kim. You're girl, bothering everyone else. Like, she's not, like, you're not making her feel inferior. I was like, thank you. God, she's annoying. And that's what I think about all the time. That girl that, like, was like, I'm going to be Kim's new bully. And Kim didn't care. What a weird
thing to do.
It was so weird. I think about it sometimes. And I'm just puzzled every time.
It's just so sad, though, that, like, people are, like, really, they're, like, I mean, she's preying on their empathy. She's like, I've had this hard, hard life. And people want to help. I really believe that people are, like, good. Yeah. When it comes down to it. And, like,
she's the true people, energy vampire. She's not a bald man.
They're all trying to, like, be like, let's lift her up. Let's, you know, what can we do?
She needs
to
a community, which is so nice.
Oh my gosh.
And she would always complain that her foster parents were so poor and she could hardly eat.
Girl.
And all this stuff. Well,
remember when you were trafficked? Like,
but she wore nice clothes and had a fucking car.
If you were, like, actually trafficked, you wouldn't be fucking complaining about that.
Yeah, and, like, she also has a car and nice clothes.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, okay. And she also said she was a Colombian immigrant and she didn't know Spanish.
Honey.
What? That makes me laugh. And the girls didn't want to make her feel bad because she had been through a lot. And, like, they didn't
speak Spanish then.
Yeah, like, they were like, okay, she doesn't want to do it. And she would, like, tell stories that her parents were both dead. And then she'd switch, like, later that day. Maybe, like, dad's in prison. And they were like,
wait, I thought he was dead.
But, like, how nice is that? That they were like, we're not going to question it.
Sure,
we're not
going to question it. Because also, like, trauma can be, you know, confusing sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Not, like, those kind of details, but...
Yeah, the girls, how kind is that they were like, we're just going to leave her alone. We're going to be kind to her.
We're not going
to
question every little detail of her life because that's fucked up.
It's probably a lot for her.
Yeah.
So, like I said, okay, real quick. And she always said, they were like, the weird part about her, but it was like a good thing. They saw as a good thing is like, instead of talking about gossip about the classmates and like boys and who's hot and all this stuff, all she wanted to talk about was like her goals and aspirations and like how she wanted to help kids like her one day and be a social worker, which is fucking hilarious. She's like, one day I want to be a social worker. And they're
it's so bizarre.
Okay, Jan. Sure, Jan.
Like, what is her deal? You know, like,
I'm just telling you this.
It's
as, like,
so weird. It's like she needs some like validation, but it's like, girl, you already did that. You are a social. In fact, after basketball practice, you're going
in, fast tracking it.
Like, what?
So
it's so crazy.
She still has that job, right?
Yeah.
How did people not notice what she was doing?
Well, who knows?
Fun fact. Is social workers are stretched so thin that they don't have time to check up on what other people are doing. And a lot of people also don't want to see their social workers. So they're not reporting that she didn't come over. They're like, sounds good to us.
Oh, no, she didn't come over.
Yeah. Oh,
dang
no,
it.
We didn't get a house visit.
Yeah.
So she was fucking over people hardcore because social workers are there for like the worst cases.
Yeah.
And that's something I think about too, is like, you want to feel bad for her, but like, she's fucking people over.
Yeah.
Like, there could be a child abuse case that she's just like masquerading around and being a high school student, not helping this child.
Yeah.
Like, I would have more respect for her if she wasn't doing her job at the same time.
Why is
she
doing her job?
Like, well, you need your $54,000 a year.
So,
out of nowhere during this time, she also just bought a condo with her inheritance. And that she would go to, like, once every 6 weeks. Because she's still living with... Okay. Yeah.
It's so weird. Why would you want to live with strangers when you're, like, a full-ass adult? When you're, like, 32?
So,
you know?
I don't know.
It's so weird to me.
And it's not even like she looks that good for her age. So she had her social workers that were like, she needs more help.
Michael and Michelle.
Yeah, Michael and Michelle were like, she needs more help. So I'm sure people were catching on. So she went to a different high school. She went to Brighton High School, which was a little bit more like...
I'm sorry. That seems like a bad
liberated.
Idea.
Liberated.
If she was truly in the situation that she claims, let's move her high schools within like a year.
They're
Seems
listening
like a bad
to her,
idea.
They're listening you know? To her social workers. That seem legit.
That's crazy.
So she became the center of attention also, like, there. This was a school for at-risk youth.
But they're not, like, weirded out that, like, Michael and Michelle only correspond through email?
Keep that thought.
Okay.
And, yeah, this was a school for, like, at-risk youth. And she just, like, the extra... Her social workers said that she needed extra help. And she would act out. And... They also said she doesn't really like history. She needs to do more art classes, PE classes.
Okay.
We don't want her taking American history.
What? Okay. That's not a choice. That's part of the general education. We don't get to pick and choose. Because if
the
we got,
school
if,
went
if,
with it.
If we got
the
to pick and choose, like, I hate math.
I also.
Don't put me in math classes. Yeah. I hate math. Don't make me do that.
Why do I have to do algebra?
Why?
I don't want to solve
for
X.
Why would you make me do that? No one cares.
So, but they did it. They were like, okay, makes sense. She's traumatized. So, she also said she had these fake illnesses like diabetes and blood clot. Check Steven. He could be lying about the diabetes.
Oh my God. What?
You can never be too sure about
these
things.
She's just pulling shit out of her ass.
But like, this was not a great idea because students were like talking about how concerned they were. And the school's like, well, we need to look into this. We need her health record. If she has all these problems.
We gotta know about it.
So, her social... They, like, were like, well, maybe her social workers have her
Why
help.
Why do I just
She's
picture
16.
Her social workers as, like, the Fairly Odd Parents? Like, that's how I'm picturing them. Just being like...
Fairly Odd Parents. I loved that show so much. So, they tried to talk to her social workers, and they tried to do a Zoom meeting. And they're like, we don't need to meet over Zoom.
We hate Zoom. Don't make us do Zoom.
And she's like, her foster parents, they didn't want them having her information because it's not really their business.
No, it's absolutely their business.
They accepted this.
They are housing her and feeding her and caring for her. It's their goddamn business.
It is. Like, but they were
what?
Like, they dropped it.
So she, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And they like wanted to talk to their social workers. Like, we don't need to talk. How funny would it be if she tried to, like, pretend to be your social workers?
Oh, wow.
And they're like, you look like Danielle. And she's like, I'm not, though.
It's not me. I mean them. I mean, what?
So during this time, and I also, I know at one point she doesn't live with Rebecca anymore.
Okay.
But I don't really know when
at
or why.
What point? Yeah.
And I just want to mention that because there's going to be a part where you're going to be like, what? So during this time when she was masquerading as a troubled student, she still found time to go to Colorado with her friends for a girls' trip in May.
As Shelby. What?
They went hiking and jeeping and all the Colorado things.
And okay, so here's my thing too.
Your head is spinning.
Okay,
and I'm
because,
loving it.
Because she's like our age-ish.
Yeah.
She's like a little bit younger than us.
Yeah.
Is she not, like, posting this shit on Instagram? She's not, like...
Well, she wouldn't be in the team photos, keep in mind.
Right, but, like, does she not have an account as Shelby?
I don't know. It doesn't mention that, but I did think about that. I was like, how are they not looking into this? I don't know.
Yeah.
But...
That's interesting.
Because, like, if we're going on a... Like, pretend we don't live in Colorado. If we're going on a girls' trip to Colorado, we're going to certainly take pictures of it. We took pictures of us at
Dude,
the bachelorette party.
We took pictures all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And she seems like the kind of attention-seeking person.
Who would post on social
who
media.
Who would always post on
who
social media.
Who I would
media.
Love to read their posts because they complain about everything
she,
going on.
She's the kind of person.
Who would overshare.
Who goes on Facebook and posts a picture of like her hospital band on her wrist. And
prayers
is like,
for me. Pray for me.
Don't ask questions. Then why are you posting this? Like, tell me the tea. Like, what happened?
Don't you dare say don't ask questions because
oh, no.
Why are you posting it?
Yeah.
Or pray for me. Don't ask why.
Like, oh,
I'm not praying.
Well, no.
I need to know why I'm praying for you. Because I pray.
I love prayer. It works.
It's very quiet.
It's helping America. It's our best defense against.
I'm also putting my hopes. Hopes and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
I'm putting my thoughts into the world.
It's all we can do. We can't just like change policy. Anyways.
No. But like, what the fuck? So they were like having a fun time. So like, let's extend this trip. And she's like, absolutely not.
I have school, you guys. I mean, work.
When I was listening to the podcast, he's like, do you think she was like, she's like, I hope he asks me to prom. And then like, I met this guy on Tinder and I'm like, gonna totally bone him. I was listening to it and it was cracking me hilarious. Up. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, this is great. Yeah. But she was like, I don't have any more like, time no. off, which I would totally be like.
Homecoming is next week, you guys.
I mean, Tinder off is next Tinder week. Tinder off. I don't know.
I have a work thing. Don't ask questions.
Pray but for she me. Also, like, so, like, they were like, okay, calm Fine. Down. You don't have any more time off. Makes sense.
Fine.
But she yeah. also had braces with, like, bright colors on them.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, like, us nowadays, like, if I had to have braces, it would be clear and you wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah. If I had adult braces, it would definitely be clear.
Yeah.
I'm like, not choosing fucking like purple and teal.
She was.
Like I did in high school. Well, which is yeah, why she's obviously, doing that.
Yeah.
Like, and they were real braces.
Yeah. Well, you saw the picture. The picture you pulled up was the braces, right?
Well, but you can't really see the like colors.
I couldn't see the colors. I did try to look. But she was also wearing like super Gen Z clothing. Like big graphic shirts with like flowers on them. And
I just fucking can't. Look at her face, dude. That is not a 16-year-old.
But if you don't know, you think she's been through some shit. So
sure. You're like the wrinkles is the trauma.
Yeah, just wait. Danae, we're not even at the worst of it.
Not even at the worst? Jesus Christ.
No, and like they would ask her where she was working and she would constantly change her story. And then her friends would be like, you said you were working here. And she's like, you're remembering wrong.
So you're dumb. Don't ask questions.
So she couldn't
keep
her shit straight. And she was like gaslighting her friends. It's like, okay. Why couldn't you just say you were working at the job you were working at? But okay, pathological liar. So it doesn't really specify why, but she ended up leaving Brighton like pretty quickly.
Well, probably because people were asking too many questions.
And then.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
She ended up going to a 7th to 12th grade school.
What?
And said she was 13-year-old Ellie Blake.
Girl.
And Ellie Blake.
For what?
There was a musical, a Freaky Friday musical, and the character's name was Ellie Blake on the musical. You know. A
what?
Woman trapped, or a, like, woman trapped in a teen's body and a teen trapped in a woman's body. So it's kind of like
Why
a
is she
little...
making it so obvious?
Right? I don't know. Oh and they, she's like, I didn't get it from that. And they're like, interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all the kids made fun of her wrinkles. Like, you're not one of us. You look like someone's mom. You look like you're 30.
Oh, my God. You're not one of us. You're disgusting. And
yeah, like
old.
You're 30. They were wrong. She was 32.
You look like my mom.
Yeah, kids were so mean to her that her social workers
I'm
had
sorry,
to
that's
send.
That's hilarious.
So funny because middle school kids are the worst.
Middle school kids.
Did you not hear me say the high school girls like surrounded her?
They
and
were like,
her?
We're going to love you. And the middle school kids were like, hold Ew, my beer. You're gross.
Hold my beer.
You have crow's eyes.
Crow's feet.
Crow's feet. Crow's feet on your eyes.
Very scary noodles up in here.
Super scary noodles. Dude, to even try.
The audacity to
as
think you look
32
like-
year old to attempt to pretend to be 13.
I think I could pretend to be 25. I think I would pass.
Sure.
Like we both would. Like if I was 25, you'd
but
be like
13.
She doesn't.
I'm sorry.
Like she.
No.
Yeah, so she just went younger. You would think she would, like, go maybe, like, college freshman, you know? Like, at least that.
Yeah, like, go, like, a little younger. Not, like, full-blown, like, 20 years younger.
Did her social worker send an email for kids to stop making fun of her?
Fun of her oldness?
Yeah, and they were like, she's been through a lot. She's, like,
just, like, you know.
Yeah, the kid's like, you have wrinkles. You have wrinkles. You have a lot of wrinkles. You look like our moms. You don't even look like one of us. And she's like, well, I've been through a lot. I'm a trafficking victim. And they're like, no, you're not. You, like, look old. And even the school's like.
Okay, good for them for kind of, like.
Humbling her, if
middle
you will.
School kids will not lie.
Middle school kids are the meanest children alive.
They, if you have any flaw or insecurity that
you'll
you
know
think
about it,
they will point that out.
I had a middle schooler pull like point out my, like, my underbite. And I was like, I'm very aware of it. And she's like, well, are you?
Just thought I'd let you know.
I'm like, yeah, okay. I admitted I have it and I know about it. She's like, well, okay. And I was like, also, you're not pretty, but okay.
But I can't say that to a 13-year-old.
No, I did, because she kept making... No, she made fun of me. I was also, like, 20, so I wasn't, like, my age now.
Sure, yeah.
But she, like, kept talking about me, and I was like, well, you're not even pretty, so...
So there's that.
Her friends were like, she's not wrong, you know.
Her friends backed you up?
I loved it. Oh, my God. I am... But, like, it was really, well, because I, like, still lived at home at that point, and she's like, why do you live here? I was like, you're going to live here at 22. Like, you're going to live at home. It's very expensive out there. Anyways, I bet that girl was a mess. And she was like, when did you first have sex? And I was just like, what the fuck? Why are you talking about this shit? I lost my virginity at 13.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you need to get your shit together. I was like, that's not a brag. You shouldn't brag about that.
Yeah.
And they were going to, like, a Mac Miller concert. My mom still, and I still bring that up, and my mom's like, yeah, I like worked at a makeup counter, and they like brought the girls in so I could do their makeup. And how did they thank me? One of the girls was really sweet. That girl messed up an entire, like, knocked over purposefully, like, an entire makeup set that I had to set back up. And I did her makeup for her, so she looked good for the Mac Miller concert. And like the really nice girl, they were like, can you do her makeup with her? And I'm like, no, I'm done. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You said no to the nice girl?
Yeah, because I was over it. I had just done two girls' makeup, and I was so over it, because I, like, didn't even need to do that. Aww. At that point. Yeah.
The nice girl got fucked over.
Yeah, well, she should have been there when they were doing it, because it was, like, last minute, and they're like, can you do it quickly? I'm like, no.
Bye.
No. Also, I didn't make any commission, so it wasn't like they were buying anything, so there was nothing in it for me.
Oh, because usually if you go to, like, what's that place?
Mac.
Yeah, and you, like, buy lashes or like something, then they'll like do your makeup.
You have to pay. They do. Well, because I did it for the reception, and it was like $90 in product to do your makeup. I wear MAC anyway, and I think the girl did a good job, so I just did that, and like I bought all sorts of stuff. I'm like, is this 90?
$90 in product, really? Yeah. I guess the last time I got it done, it was like years ago.
They changed it. Used to be because, like,
it was literally like we just bought lashes, and then they like did our makeup.
Well, because it wasn't beneficial to them, because they were, like, time aside. But also, you're, like, how are you to know that? You're in high school, like, or whatever. Yeah.
It was, like, 7 years ago, probably. I don't know.
I mean, but, like...
And the guy did such a good job. I was like, oh, my God, you made my ass look so sparkly.
I know. So they didn't, like, buy anything for me. So it was, like...
Whatever.
It didn't benefit me, and I was just, like, over it at that point. So, anyways. So... Yeah, the kids were making fun of her. They were humbling her.
Sorry, that's and hilarious.
The social workers were like, they need to be nice to her. And they're like, point out the bad kids. And they were just like, even the school was like, yeah, she looks older. Like, there's no way she's 13.
Something's weird.
Yeah.
And like, you can tell by the way people act. Like,
oh, 100%.
You know, their behavior, like, when you have matured 20 years past the point that you're trying to pretend that you are, like...
Humble yourself.
Come on. Like, you're not an actor.
Like, if you're 80 and you're pretending to be a 65-year-old...
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, but not 13.
That's such a huge difference.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, a 55-year-old could totally be like, I'm 45. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense when you're, like, older, but, like, this is just...
You're literally going back to being a child.
Yeah. I think, like, if she was, like, 16 to, like, 20, she totally probably could pass as a 13-year-old.
But to go to 13.
But like, thinking you look 13 in your 30s, like, delusional. Calm down. But the school's like, this looks really weird. And they looked at the email from the social workers. And then they looked at other emails from social workers. And they're like, these domains are a little bit different.
Because
they're like, something's not adding
something's
up.
Something's off. Yeah.
And they, like, looked at the emails from her social workers and, like, that's weird. And they, like, looked at her paperwork and the letterhead said, instead of saying, like, Department of Child and Family Services, it said Department of Child. And then instead of and, it said R&D. It was, like, a typo. Mm-hmm. And that's when they're like, oh, interesting. How the fuck did you not look into that?
You literally
work
there.
Spell check.
But she literally works at that company. Like, she works for the DCFS.
Yeah, but she's trying to not even kind of make crossover.
I know, but couldn't you fucking use a template from work?
I thought that was weird too. Yeah. But I get what you're saying, but I'm like, maybe she didn't even want there to be like a digital footprint. And Shelby kind of got a weird feeling that like they were onto her. So she's like, oh, my foster dad's taking me out of the school. And a man actually did take her out of the school.
Was she so, like, pay someone?
We don't know.
Okay.
Because some people were like, oh, it had to have been John Smith. And I'm like, I think he was blindsided too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so her foster dad pulled her out of school and they don't know who this was.
And well, and she's she paid going someone. By a totally different name. And like, why is she in middle school? Like, that wouldn't make sense, you know?
Yeah. And for they were like, that. Even though she was gone, they still kept digging it up because they're like, this
something's
is,
weird.
Yeah, something's weird. Yeah. We don't like this. And they never got her birth certificate and they thought that was really strange. And the principal or one of the office workers, they don't specify who, ends up calling DCFS and asks for Michelle.
Oh, they're like, we don't have a Michelle here. And they're
like, we, Michelle doesn't work here, nor does Michael. And they call the police.
Good for them.
Yeah. I'm like, this would be me, though. I would look into it. I'd be like,
well, especially when there's children involved. Like, I'm sorry. Is there some, like, weird fucking creep, like, in a middle school pretending to be a child? Like, that's weird.
That's addressed by a lawyer.
You know?
Just wait for it.
Like, don't be a, like, what's the intention behind it? Like, you're being a weirdo to children.
Yeah. So, she's back at Rebecca's house, and they kept her, like, information. She like had Rebecca as her foster parent. She like has the apartment. Like, I'm just saying, like, all of it's really murky. So they go to Rebecca's house and they go into her room and they find like evidence that she's pretending to be a child.
What's the evidence? Her and fucking also, like, job, how does like
I think it's a little bit weird. Rebecca didn't know which school she was going to, that she was like pretending to be a 13 year old. I thought that was really weird.
Okay, so she was still living with them at this point.
But it doesn't, I'm just saying, like, a lot of it doesn't
and
really make
sense.
And if
you have someone who is that, like, you need to care for them kind of thing, wouldn't you be, like, pretty involved and, like, you're going to school at this time? You know, like...
That's what I don't really understand.
But if she
understand.
Has a car, I mean, I guess also, like, if you're 16, you're driving yourself to school. You're kind of, like, getting yourself going.
There's just, like, that doesn't make
maybe
sense.
Maybe at this
like,
certain point in
wouldn't
time.
Wouldn't she question why she has a car? I'm just saying, like, a lot of it is just really strange.
Yeah.
And maybe there's some, like, easy explanation. But for me, I'm like, I don't know. Okay. So, they end up putting a warrant out for her arrest. And she turns herself in. And she had a lawyer named Timothy Flaherty. And she is held under a $5,000 bond. She pays it out, obviously. And she's able to post bail. And this was November 15th. And she was held for 3 counts of forgery, 2 common law forgery, 1 larceny, 1 identity theft. Because Daniela Herrera was a real person. She took her entire backstory.
Like someone who truly was trafficked.
Her name is Daniela Herrera. She took her entire story.
Whoa.
And probably used her like birth certificate and all that stuff. And
I didn't even find that. That's
so wow. 1 count of false claims to employers. 1 count of uttering, and basically that's fake forged documents to defraud a company. And she claims that she's not guilty. And her job was like, you have to quit. You're quitting.
Yeah.
Step down. And she ended up getting a restraining order against kids and government workers. Like, she wasn't allowed to be around kids or government workers.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you were saying, oh my God, she's around children. That's really scary. Her lawyer tried to push it off on the school. Like, well, they should have done a better job of investigating. Like, okay. I would be mad at the school if I were you guys.
Not agree that they should have done a better job.
That's his defense of
however,
defending her.
No. No, no, no. With something like that, that's a very delicate situation. That is not a normal situation for someone to come in and be like, hey, yeah, I've had a really traumatic life. I've been, like, trafficked and, like, all this shit. Of course you're going to be like, let me help you.
I'm not going to make their life harder.
Like, and it's also not their job.
The child.
To, like, look, like, investigate so deep into every, like, you know, Like,
she's a child. Like,
why,
you're gonna.
Why would they have a reason to? Like, the middle school had a reason to because they were like, this girl's got fucking wrinkles.
Yeah, she's not the 13. Middle school is like where she, you know, like lost.
And
like,
that's where they like did investigate and they did
do
what he said they should. But the high school, like, are you kidding me?
But like, you're not going to question a child who's gone through trauma. Like, it's crazy.
And especially when you and think she was that able to with social forge workers.
Documents. Yeah.
Like, she knew the system. She knew how it worked. She knew what she had to do to manipulate her way into it.
Yeah, she used, like, being a social worker to use it against them. And, yeah, the lawyer said that, and her trial has just been put off so many different times, and her lawyer's like, we're evaluating her. Oh, we can't do a trial. And I've been waiting for months because Keith suggests this, like, a year ago, and I'm just like, whatever.
Did they do, like, a psychological test on her? Because
it keeps getting pushed off because of that.
Some shit's wrong. You know, like,
they haven't found anything though yet.
There's no way that as a sane person she did this, right?
They're not finding any mental illness. Because who would do that? They're not finding any mental illness.
Oh my God.
Yeah, which is wild.
That's.
And her family haven't stood by her side. Her dad's like, maybe I didn't give her enough as a dad. And it's like, oh my God.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, as a parent, it's like, what did we do wrong?
Yeah. For all that, that's insane. And. Why would you do this if not for money?
Why?
So,
but it's not even for money because, like, she's not getting money.
No, that's where, like, you're like, why did she do this? And I'm like,
usually the motives are like, you know, like greed or love or like,
yeah.
But like, what is the reason for this?
So they were like, how did this happen? And she said that a psychic told her to do it to revisit her childhood. And it's like, that's not what they meant.
Girly pop.
They meant revisit your childhood. Like, you need to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, psychic like, said
that.
Like,
you have a master's degree. That's not what they meant.
They didn't mean that.
They meant, like, heal your child. Not, like, pose as a child.
But that's not the only reason. Like, she gave what? Two. She said she wanted to feel like she was part of a family.
I'm and then so
another
confused.
Reason she gave was that she was blackout and she doesn't even remember it.
Blackout? What?
I would be a lot more like, that's oh my gosh, lie. There's probably something. But she was able to turn it off and be Shelby on her girls' trip.
She went
on
a fucking girls' trip.
Yeah.
She went to work.
She was talking to friends. She was like able, so as much as it's like, oh, you feel bad for her, she could turn it off.
That's so creepy.
She was able to turn it off. It wasn't like it was.
She knew what she was doing.
She knew exactly what she was doing and they haven't found any mental illness. Because they thought
wild.
I don't know what it's called now. It's not called multiple personality disorder anymore. Yeah, I was going to think that. But they were like trying to suggest that, and they're like,
that is such a rare diagnosis, mm-hmm. though. Like, and for her to be fully aware of what, like, how to cover her tracks of
getting the domain name
as social workers for my like other personality. That doesn't track.
That's not somebody who's like.
Because when you're not, in it, you're in it, right? Like, you are that other person.
You're not thinking about those other things, but she already planned this out. She got that domain name. Like,
that's crazy, dude.
So, yeah, she's still like, there's no trial. We'll update, but at this point, I don't even know if there's going to be a trial. It just keeps getting put off and put off and put off. And I'm like, whatever, I'm telling the story. It's just insane. Like, I think she got too big for her britches when she tried to be 13. Like, 16, whatever.
Sure.
But 13?
13?
Girl, stop complimenting yourself.
And also, like, why?
Like, really, she should start a skincare line.
It's just crazy for me. I'm like, why? Why? There's no wrapping your head around it because it's just like.
So you're like, why did this happen? That's what I was like, we might find out.
She had some like weird idea.
There's no
and,
why.
Like, truly went with it. And it's like, what was the gain?
There was no gain.
It to have maybe her getting community, her family. I'm like, you could literally like go find a community in your yoga studio, in normal adult things. Like, go find a fucking hobby, dude.
I don't want to hang around kids.
I don't want to hang around middle schoolers.
I don't want to be around 20-year-olds now. They're all like, Riz, Riz, dead ass, dead ass, dead ass, Riz, Riz, Riz. I'm like,
why are your ankle socks so ankly? Like,
yeah. Oh, you have a side part? Yeah, it looks better than a middle part, like, for me.
Thank you.
Oh, my skinny jeans. Well, your mom jeans aren't flattering either, my friend. Look in a mirror.
Oh my God. So that's a weird one.
That's the story of Shelby Hewitt, which is the most confusing story ever.
There's
no rhyme or reason.
I'm baffled. Like,
what? Yeah, it's baffling.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. But do you like how it's like, and she'd pretend to be a 13-year-old?
You know what my favorite part was?
What?
Her jersey number being her real age.
And then you were like making a joke of like, that's why she picked it. And you were like, shut the fuck up. No.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. So
it's crazy. And there's like a rumor that like a 12th grader took her as a 7th grader into the closet and like diddled her. And I was just like, and she's like, I didn't press charges against him. I was like, because...
Well, sorry, you're like an actual adult.
Yeah, you're like a flawless adult. Like,
try and to... also, like, as an adult,
ew.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. Like, sorry, I don't.
Ew.
No.
That's so gross.
I don't believe that.
Like,
you're a lying liar.
He's a baby child and you let him touch you. That's gross.
That's like, really, you should be facing charges.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know. The whole thing, but it's like, she didn't do this for, like, love, but that happened, supposedly. So that's kind of weird.
Wild.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll look for updates on that, and hopefully we have literally any sort of
conclusion. Do updates, because I just, like, I was like, there's not going to be an update. It keeps getting, like, put off, and I was like, whatever. By the time, like, I just want to tell the story sooner rather than, like, yeah. I don't know, like, 800 years from now. But yeah, I'll post pictures of her in her really colorful braces that, you know, like, are so cute on Instagram. And that's going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
And if you want to, like, email us any suggestions or tell us, I don't know, some crazy stories of your own,
you wanna
email
us. Like, just talk to us.
Just, like say hi. Or
we're really friendly.
You could send us a quick little email at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Please rate us and tell your friends about us. And
subscribe.
Ratings and subscriptions help. So help us help you.
Okay. Until next time.
We also have TikTok and Facebook. Oh. We're on all the social meds.
Yeah, social meds.
So Mysterious Mavens Pod. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.